All right, hello, and welcome to Stasis Pod, the Transformers Rescue Bots Academy podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Jen.
And I'm David.
And today we are selling some toys on Rescue Bots Academy.
Yay, let's sell some toys!
It is a two-parter, a real duology of small cogs and big wheels.
Ooh, and we get to have them in the same episode.
That's right. Small cogs, of course, not being confused with the breakout star of Transformers War for Cybertron Siege, Red Cog. In fact, it doesn't involve cog at all.
No. It's a shame.
So this follows up from our ongoing plot about Hotshot, or about them finding these funky artifacts that could give everybody the ability to multi-change into new action figures.
Yes, it's important to be able to change into new action figures.
But first, it's our we're on a rescue, and it's one of our old pals from the original Rescue Bots.
Yay!
It's Mr. Harrison.
Yeah, somebody. Yeah, Mr. Harrison. I wouldn't expect to see him again.
No,
because he was very much like just a Griffin Rock character.
Yes.
Who, despite having a helipack, like, felt like he was never going to leave. Well, I guess we've started going back to Griffin Rock more often now.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, he dressed if like doing rescues in the open, then you can presume that they're in Griffin Rock.
Yeah.
He always dressed like a mid-40s character actor.
Yes.
No. And he had Bumblebee's Action Master helipack and was not good at flying it.
No.
No. And now it's, like, got to be more than 5 years after the beginning of the series.
And, yeah, he's still not good at it.
He's trying his best.
So it's Hotshot in his jet mode who has to rescue this guy. And he says, you know, buddy, you really got to get some flying lessons. So, you know, all his other pals are a little left out because they didn't get to, they don't have aerial alt modes with the exception of Whirl. So they couldn't help out.
Well, somehow Hotshot used all of his alt modes.
Yes.
Just to get one guy out of the air.
Well, I think, well, remember, we now know that, you know, he took the blue pill or whatever. Or wait, the red pill? He took the red pill, and now he knows that he can actually transform as many times as he wants.
Yes. He has been upgraded by being told that actually everything he knew was wrong.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait. Was it the red or the blue? I haven't seen the Matrix in so long, I forget which is the trans pill.
No, I think it is the red pill, because, like, internet weirdos talk about being red-pilled or whatever.
Okay. I know that was a thing, and I forget which side they were idiots were on. Right. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah, I mean, I, as far as guys in the internet go, I think I would prefer to be blue-pilled, where I just have no idea of anything that's going on.
Yeah, it's honestly, it's better that way. I would prefer to know a lot less than I do.
Just let
Is
me.
There green? Could it be minty?
Let me go to a steakhouse with Joe Pantoliano.
Yeah,
good old Joey Pants.
But hey, you know they're working on those multicogs, so they drop into Ratchet, and he's like, don't hold your breath, pals. It's not happening. But he does have Hotshot stay behind, and he's like, hey, maybe your multicog could somehow juice the others if you stand close enough. He's like, don't go, you know, don't go, you know, off turbo revving or whatever it is you do, because these are extremely not ready.
Turbo revving young punks.
So Hotshot then immediately does the exact opposite of what Ratchet told him to do.
Of course, that's his job.
Well, yeah. Well, because Ratchet told him, it was like, well, they have to be tested properly before we put them in the other bots, and then Hotshot's like, well, yes, we'll test them by putting them in the other bots, because
That's how we'll test them.
Well, so many of these kiddos lack impulse control or something.
Yes, I mean, they're children. That's kind of a defining characteristic of small children. That's why they're not allowed to make legal decisions.
Was it this episode? One of these episodes, like, they're playing, like, sort of space chess, but they're, like, big rectangular pylon thingies. And, like, but they're playing them more like checkers, just knocking multiples over.
Yeah, I'm not. It's like some sort of weird Cybertronian board game, I guess.
Yeah. It's like, usually when we get weird board game thingies like that, we get, like, some rule about it. But this was just, no, just take one and knock three different ones over. How? Round table, square peg, what?
I kind of thought it would be like that Star Wars chess where you got, like, little monsters fighting each other.
Ooh.
Yeah, or something.
But, you know, it'll be fine as long as they don't have to perform a rescue. At which point, they immediately have to perform a rescue.
Yes. See, oh, there was another thing. Like, I think it was with the chess scene. I have lots of weird notes. Whirl was reading a book about regulations or something.
Of course.
Yes.
But it was hard to tell what the joke was. Well, okay, maybe it was just my brain. Because she was reading the book upside down.
Uh-huh.
So either she wasn't actually paying attention, or she regularly reads upside down.
Maybe she's, like, training her mind by reading upside down.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a thing. Have you ever read a book upside down?
I have not, because I'm not a bat.
Give it a try every once in a while. Although I would recommend, like, reading a book you've already read once upside down.
Mm.
Like, just reread the thing upside down. It's like, your brain will get used to the shapes and be able to read. Mm.
I'm just good at reading upside down.
It's a fun exercise. Anyway.
Like, that's never been a problem for me.
So it seems that Mr. Harrison is as bad at taking advice as he is at reading helicopter pack instruction manuals. Because now he is teaching a class how to use these helipacks, despite
not being good at it himself.
Having no idea how to do it himself. It's those who can't do teach.
Well, I mean, he knows how to, like, turn it on and all. He's just not good at maneuvering.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's such a good little escalation that's a very Rescue Bots thing. It's like, oh, no, you should have lessons. Oh, I should give lessons. It's like a perfect escalation of insanity.
Look, we only see it when things go wrong. We do not see yes. every day when he is safely maneuvering that helipack to his place of employment, wherever that may be. We only see the problems.
And yet, I think he might be the character we saw have the most accidents throughout all of Rescue Bots. Possibly because...
No, I think it was probably the truck driver.
Oh my god.
Well, that's the thing.
That guy was unsafe at any speed.
Yeah.
The truck driver problems were bigger and more noticeable. But I think, like, having the helicopter guy just crash into something in the background happened more often. Because it was an easier thing to just throw away.
I mean, I think the actual most frequent rescue might have just been Mr. Pettypaws.
Well, yes.
Yeah. That is also a good easy. Well, it's over and done with in less than a minute.
And also, you can only blame Mr. Pettypaws so much because he is a cat.
Yeah, yeah. He's literally a cat. That's what they do, is cause problems and get in trouble.
And speaking of causing problems and getting in trouble, everyone tries to activate their multicogs, and not only do they not get extra modes, they don't have any modes. They're just stuck as robots.
Oops. Good job. Good job, Hotshot.
So Ratchet has to call in, he has to call in Ratchet, and Ratchet's like, well, you know, you can probably use yours to charge theirs up, but also you can never transform again.
It's pretty rough,
you're going to be an action master, kid. You're going to be clearanced at KB in 1991, and nobody's going to care.
Oh, harsh.
But then later, you'll be very expensive on the secondary market.
You know, I was there. It's BotCon 97. Action Masters were really cheap, and this one dealer went around and bought up everybody's Action Masters before the room opened, and then marked them up.
Oh.
Which was the thing that you could do when there were, like, a couple dozen dealers.
Hmm.
And then when he bought them, did he ask the dealers, do you have what it takes to be faster, stronger, or more alive?
No. probably ask that of people who wanted to buy them, though.
What the hell? Okay, I just discovered something I never realized or thought of. Big Convoy's asymmetrical.
I mean, I'll take it. I never actually had the original.
Neither did I. I never even thought about it. But, like, his shoulders, at least, and forearms are asymmetrical.
And a lot of Beast Wars guys were asymmetrical. And especially the Japanese ones.
I mean, a lot of Beast Wars is, but, like, the shape, like, everything is pretty much the same. It's mostly down to the coloring that's the asymmetry. It's weird.
Japan was doing a lot of weird stuff those years.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
That was digression of new toy I bought since we haven't done a new show in a while.
Ooh.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Yeah. So, yeah, so he does do this and lets the others transform, and Hotshot has indeed been action mastered.
Alas.
So the class is, you know, they're able to rescue these hapless boobs. And then they find out their friend is now he's now mode locked.
He's a monoformer.
Yeah, he's now a monoformer.
Right.
Crushing.
Doesn't even get like a little transforming buddy, like you know,
a real action master,
fist fight or whatever, or he even allows you like that weird skateboard thing Jazz came with,
which clearly was not any kind of like person. It was just a thing.
No, there were a couple that were clearly just like things, but then there were also others that were like little guys.
Yeah, like Crocs, buddy.
Yes, the amazingly named Gator Raider.
It's especially funny because Croc was, like, into sports.
Right, he was, like, an evil athlete, so his buddy was hilariously a Gator Raider.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
Glory days. Glory days.
So we're back at the academy. Hotshot is so depressed he can't even indulge his cube obsession.
Hmm. Ah, finally, respite from cube.
But hey, Ratchet drops by, gets the other recruits, and he's all like, hey, you know, we're not actually going to throw you out. Instead, we're going to do the reverse thing, where they each give a little bit of energy from theirs to recharge yours. And then you will have a fourth vehicle mode.
What? That's too many.
So that's it. So you're all getting new toys.
So many new toys.
Kind of reminded me, did you ever watch that animated special, The Halloween Tree?
Yes, but not, like, in a long time.
So, like, at the end, to save their friend, all the kids have to give, like, a year of their lives.
Yeah.
What? Okay,
yeah,
I don't remember
it
that.
It is like that.
So it kind of made me think of that. Pretty good. It's got Leonard Nimoy in it. Might be a future Halloween Patreon or something.
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Yeah, it was on, like, syndicated channels around the appropriate
yes.
holiday time back in the day.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that now brings us to part the second. I forgot to mention this one first aired June 27th, 2020, written by Jody Reynolds. Last seen around these parts writing Partners, the one where everybody's under the dome. And then our subsequent episode, Big Wheels, also by Jody Reynolds, and also aired June 27th, 2020, and this means that we are entering the final quarter of this series.
We're getting there. We're making it through.
That's right. This is the 80th episode overall. So, as this one opens, we are all trying to figure out new vehicle modes.
They can choose any vehicle in the galaxy.
That's right. You do spaceships, you know, aliens, monsters, animals, monster trucks, whatever.
Monster animal trucks.
Like those old Hot Wheels Attack Pack.
Ooh, I remember.
It was like it was like a monster truck, and then it opened up and it had like a monster mouth.
Yes.
And they had a bunch of commercials that were very excitedly narrated by Townsend Coleman, so it was like The Tick was trying to sell them to you.
Yes! I would buy cars from The Tick.
But Whirl has already demonstrated that she is not immune to propaganda, because she is going to be a police car.
Whirl. She just comes in like, I'm a cop!
Yeah.
Yep. She's got she said projectile spike strips.
Yeah, that was felt like a bit far. I mean, yes, that's a cop car thing, but that feels weird to install on a small kiddo bot.
Yeah, and also the fact that they're projectiles. Is she, like, shooting them at people? And not just to mess up their tires?
Yeah.
It's like, we're getting into, like Hellraiser territory here.
Yeah, that's not cool. Don't do that. Please, Whirl. Don't do that.
Spike Strip would work as a Transformer Cenobite name.
Oh, he's Spike, but he's got, like, actual spikes on him?
Yeah, like, just strips of spikes running up and down him.
And it just sounds like Corey Burton still?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That's important.
I mean, there should also be, like, a Soundwave Cenobite, who's, like, the CD Cenobite from the third one, but he shoots cassettes at you.
Ooh.
Yeah. Oh, actually, a team is trained. Well, okay, that's almost the DJD there.
Yeah? I mean, they are kind of Cenobites.
Hmm.
If the Cenobites had, like, a comedy, like, matronly figure who, like, did the best thing for life, I still find that character annoying, I'm fair to say.
Aw, that's fine.
I kind of like that character. I'm weirded out that she stayed with them for so long.
I like that there was a point towards the end, after things got shaken up a whole lot, where she was like, there's something that involved, like, saving organic lives, and she was like, and someone else had to step in and do it. Because she's like, actually, fuck them organics.
So now everybody is trying to come up with their own modes, and pretty quickly, Wedge and Maddox have both been inspired by their mentors to take on new modes. So Wedge is a Bumblebee-esque sports car.
And has cup holders.
Six cup holders.
So many cup holders. That's just like when you're lazy and aren't taking out your used cups. There's no reason to have six cup holders. That's absurd.
Yeah, I don't know if you can fit six guys in a Bumblebee-type car. Yeah,
No. You're just being lazy then. You're just enabling laziness.
Or you've got multiple beverages.
Yeah, but how many beverages can you possibly... Like, okay, I admit I will occasionally be running errands with a water bottle and also, like, a Mountain Dew Slurpee. But that's, two.
I need caffeine, so I'm going to have coffee. If I get thirsty, I'm going to have to... going to need to have, like, a Sprite. But then also I might need a little more caffeine, so maybe I'm going to get a tea. And, I'll put, like, a cup of soup in there in case I get hungry.
I always need an extra water bottle, just in case.
Extra water bottle, always need that.
Mm-hmm.
Jen.
And then six is the wild card.
Do you have cup holders in your door, Jen?
Sort of, yes. They're ones
Then we both have six cup holders.
Yeah, that's true. Well, no. Yeah, I haven't checked to see if they're in the back.
Yeah, because there's two in the console, one in each door. The back door... Do the back doors have them?
I haven't checked my back doors.
Do the back seats have them?
They're kind of cup holders. They do have little, like, icons suggesting that you not put, like, your Starbucks down there. That you use that for, properly contained beverages.
No, I stick water bottles in my door. Well, I usually have a water bottle and a juice or tea or something.
It's more of a bottle holder than a cup holder.
Yeah. Still. Anyway. Anyway, yes, Whirl has gone in a cop car like her mentor.
Mm-hmm.
Maddox ends up picking a helicopter like his mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a pattern.
Yes.
So, Hoist, he can't decide. So he's going to go talk to Grimlock.
Who is very large, so he must have a very large brain. Says he's huge, which means his brain must be enormous.
It's true.
He's huge. He's full of huge guts.
Sorry.
So Hotshot's like, okay, I'm going to talk to my mentor, which is Heatwave. But Heatwave is as talkative as always.
Yeah, he's not even paying attention.
Yeah.
he's got things to do.
I think he's paying more attention than usual, but, like, Heatwave over two seasons has learned rather well that it's like, just let him keep talking, and eventually maybe he'll have to say something, or he'll figure shit out on his own if you're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, it's like, kinda if you're lucky.
Yes. So, Hotshot somehow decides, okay, rocket.
Well, he decides he's already good at speed. Let's go for more speed.
Yes.
And that means rocket.
I mean, Hotshot, Space Shot, Rockets Get Hot.
Hot. Sure.
Rather than using this as an opportunity to fill in one of his weaknesses, he's just going to do more of his strength.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he is headed to an abandoned rocket base, and luckily it is as poorly guarded as the one that Reed Richards broke into.
Yeah, this base is very weird. Like, it feels almost
Dave
more like
Bot a... Bots would have never been this bad on the overnight shift.
Yeah. Like, and the design of it feels almost like more like a military base than like a NASA base or something. But it is still staffed by one old guy who's very narcoleptic.
Yes. Like, if this was a horror movie, this guy would be gruesomely killed.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Hotshot.
Hotshot Looney Tunes sneaks into the base. Like, he's tiptoeing like he's Bugs Bunny.
He's making the Fred Flintstone noises as he tiptoes.
Yes.
So he gets to this, finds this rocket, but then actually just knocks over these barrels of rocket fuel, which are just here.
Yeah.
Just leaking everywhere, and of course then they catch fire. And of course he can't put it out. And again, how is there only one guard on this base?
What?
Budget cuts.
The rocket might be the only thing on the base? Like,
well, also all this rocket fuel.
Yeah.
Man, Agent Fowler's gonna have to clean this up.
This old guard is just gonna have like a bag zip tied over his head and just be hauled off to a black site.
Yeah.
So he has to call in Heatwave, who, and even Heatwave is not able to extinguish this blaze. Now, Hotshot is able to get this old guard out, but now the forest outside the base is on fire.
Yeah.
So what they need to do is they need to make a fire break. Now, has there ever been a Transformer named Fire Break? That's a cool name.
That is a good name.
I don't think so, but that all kind of feels like a Minicon name.
There's apparently a Fire Breaker who was in that... There you go. Canceled Transformers MMO.
Oh man. I'm sad about that. I'm still sad about that MMO.
Yeah. But which one? There's multiples that were canceled.
I go on Transformers Universe. I don't know if that was the Chinese one or not. Or maybe they're both Chinese.
No, I think that's the one that was like, they had rudimentary character creation stuff set up at BotCon one year, and
yeah, the one I went to in Florida. I remember I got a poster, but then yeah, there've been a couple. The Chinese one was after that. That was the one that was more Prime. Well, I guess the first Chinese one was also Prime flavored. It's hard to keep track of them when they just kept canceling them.
Yeah. Yes.
Such is the fate of all Transformers video games, apparently.
Well, now it's just the fate of all video games, but that's a different... That's a story for a different day.
That's just video games in general now.
Anyway, so...
Okay, it's Fire Break.
So Heatwave is doing all sorts of, like, badass firefighting stuff to combat this fire, which does end up with Hotshot getting coated with like flame retardant foam.
Yes, he is foamed.
So you better be careful, because as we all know from the Ultimate Doom, fire flame retardant foam is deadly to Transformers. Yes.
Somehow.
Yes.
Because of reasons.
Or Megatron's just a big wuss.
It could be that he's just a big wuss and he just freaked out.
So Heatwave is going to go, you know, make sure everything's okay. Well, Hotshot finally gets this rock. No, Hotshot is like, hey, turns out that fire trucks are actually awesome. So I am going to be a fire truck.
Aww, it's very sweet how he's like, I'm turned into the coolest vehicle I could think of. Just like my mentor.
So they're all back at the academy discussing their new alternate modes, but not Hoist, who is still missing. Until he comes in as a dinosaur.
Rawr! Yes. Is he in Dino Face at this point? Have we? Sorry, I ruined it.
And I'm not that up on this. I wonder if these guys actually all got toys.
Some of them I don't. Did Hoist get a dino?
Doesn't appear that Hoist ever did. So there's no Hoistosaurus.
Aw, that is a shame.
I know some of the others got all modes. What did?
I mean, that's. No, I know like it's not plane. The first time that we've encountered something in Transformers that absolutely seems like it was meant to be a toy, but is not.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure World was a car at some point. Oh, World was a race car.
World definitely got one.
And was it a cop car? I guess it's cop car shaped.
She's like a little cop car. Why did you ever get one either? From his car form.
Hotshot's little fire truck mode is a very cute little bean.
Yes. Oh, it does look like Hotshot did get it. So he's got that going for him. And all of his, he also got all of his other modes as well.
He's got that main character energy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Main character power.
But Medics also never got a helicopter.
Aww. Oh, he didn't?
Huh. Oh.
That's a shame.
I do wonder if they'll eventually get around to the Rescue Bots Academy guys in the main collector's line. Now that they're doing a couple of Rescue Bots.
Well,
it is sort of funny that they were
got one Medics. So
it is kind of funny that they were doing. Everybody decided actually they were going to turn into a car as their second mode, except the one who was already a car, who was like, "I'll be a helicopter."
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, that is the end of Little Cog's Big Wheels. This is a pretty fun two-parter. Well, yeah. It does have a lot of Hotshot, and Hotshot is a little bit of him goes a long way.
Yeah.
But I think it does give him a little pathos with his like losing his power to transform.
Yeah, that's like a big deal.
Yeah.
Poor little guy. Yeah, I mean, it is always kind of weird when they do, like, really to-sell-toys-feeling episodes, and then there aren't actually toys attached, but...
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's just kind of how it feels. It's maintaining the feeling of being a toy cartoon, even when there are no toys.
Yes. Hmm.
Yeah, but, well, also this is very late in the show series.
Well, there like, is that.
This kind of feels like, oh, this is we're setting up for season 3 so we could do more toys then.
Aww. Ooh.
Maybe.
R.I.P.
But then we decided
they
to
did
just
get quite a lot. They just didn't get as much as base regular Rescue Bots.
Yes.
Make a little play school-y Optimus Primal.
Mm-hmm. Alright, and so that does it for us for Rescue Bots Academy for this week. We will be back next week with more exciting Rescue Bots Academy action. Until then, we are all over the internet. We are on Facebook, we are on Mastodon, we are on Blue Sky, and we have a Patreon.
Yes, we have Patreon set up to help with our hosting and other expenses. That is patreon.com/IaconUnderground. For as little as $1 a month, you can get access to our monthly special episodes where we talk about some fun, random side thing that's not part of our regular series. For this month, leading into Spider-Man Brand New Day, we are going back to, I believe, the oldest thing that we have watched for a Patreon special, which is the 1960s Spider-Man cartoon.
Wallop and web snappers.
Spider-Man, Spider-Man. does whatever a spider can. Yeah, it's extremely 60s. We are going to be watching two meme origin episodes. So it was fun. I haven't seen a lot of the old Spider-Man cartoon, despite it being sort of in the cultural zeitgeist for a long time. So it was fun to sit down and watch a couple episodes and also be like, Doctor Who now? What's that guy's name? Really? Really? Yeah.
So please, you know, chip in a dollar and then you can enjoy it with me and the boys.
We'll just be here pointing at each other. Yes, so that is on our Patreon at patreon.com/iconunderground. For as little as a dollar a month, you get access to all of our existing specials. And we have blown past, what, like a couple hundred at this, well, over 100 at this point.
Yes.
Well, over 100, 115 or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there is, there's a lot of fun to be had in the catalog there. So yeah, patreon.com/iconunderground.
Oh, 112.
It's a lot.
Zoinks. And all for a dollar a month.
Yes.
Or more.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
I mean, more is fine. More is definitely fine.
Mm-hmm. More is good.
Yeah. All right, so until next time, I'm Rob.
I'm Jen.
And I'm David. Yeah, this Mastodon's a pain in the ass.